Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. We're here kicking off hour number three, and we've got time for you if you want to join us. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking a lot about secession tonight, but also had a call from one of the Uber drivers to inform us that things are getting much worse for Uber drivers who want to service the airport in D.C. And, of course, there's actually a headline recently that Uber executives have been arrested in France, and there have even been taxi cab people who've been attacking, from what I understand, Uber drivers in France. So, like, these Uber guys have really had a tough time trying to just do some business and give people rides places. So you can talk about anything you want here. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Tarrant B. Lupo.
And King Mark the First.
So just to jump it back here, we've been talking about secession. Sardinia, which is an island to the west of Italy, it is part of Italy and has been apparently since the 1860s. Some of the people in Sardinia.
Is that when Giuseppe Gibralti put Italy together?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I know. You went to the smart school in town. I just thought maybe you might know.
Yeah. I didn't really do good in, or do very well in geography.
What'd you do good in?
I said I didn't do very well in geography.
Well, fine. What did you do well in?
I passed. I don't know.
Nothing.
Computers?
There you go.
Okay. So anyway, let's continue here. Here's the story from LouRockwell.com and Mises.org.
Garibaldi. So, that's his name.
Let's see. In a world with fewer states and very centralized states, that offers few options, which in turn means fewer choices for persons, cities, towns, and communities. In spite of this, we still sometimes encounter the bizarre argument that secession is bad because secession creates a new state. But just as consumers of pizza benefit when a new Pizza Hut opens down the street to compete with Domino's, consumers of defense services and legal systems benefit when a new competitor becomes available in their neighborhood of states. If Domino's Pizza managed to use force to prevent any other pizza chain from opening up in town, that would clearly be a bad thing. And that's actually exactly what the taxi cab companies are trying to do after the fact to Uber and Lyft, to stop them from doing business and competing. Likewise, when a state uses force to prevent the creation of a new state or to prevent the movement of a region from one state to another, we can see this is undesirable because it limits choice, freedom, innovation, and all the good things we associate with a lack of monopoly power. So, can Sardinia morally secede? Brian McMakin writes, in the unlikely event that Switzerland declared it would love to welcome Sardinia into the Confederation, Italian unionists would still oppose secession on legal and sentimental grounds. They would claim also that Sardinia cannot secede because some Sardinians wish to remain a part of Italy. If a majority of Sardinians actually wish to secede, though, then the Italian unionists are making the arbitrary claim that most Sardinians should be forced to remain in Italy because some Sardinians say no.
This is a very difficult situation. So, and I'm caught on this, the horns of this dilemma too. I don't think that there that any Italian nationalist Sardinians should have to be ruled by Switzerland if the rest of the Sardinians want to go and be coupled up with Switzerland or be their own country or whatever. I don't think they should have to do that. They should be able to choose whichever government they want to have. But it gets. It would be interesting to see what would happen if Sardinia said, all right, well, we're going to let the people who want to go to Switzerland go to Switzerland, the people that want to be their own nation be their own nation, and the people that want to be Italians. And
that would be amazing. And if that actually happened, that would be a world first, wouldn't it?
And that I know of.
And, of course, the power of the Italian state would be hung as a constant threat over the heads of secessionists as well. The answer to this conundrum is not to simply accept the might makes right argument, of course. The answer is to, therefore, break Sardinia itself into smaller pieces. If the people of North Sardinia want to secede and the people of South Sardinia do not, then our problem has been solved. even after this division is made, there are sure to be disagreeable minorities. But with each reduction in size of the territory in question, the amount of choice for those in the unfortunate minority increases. A move to South Sardinia from North Sardinia to escape the secessionists is far less disruptive to one's life than a move from Sardinia to the Italian mainland for the same purposes. There's no perfect and clean method of breaking down nation-states. But as the Americans, the Irish, the Chechens, and many others could tell us, state intervention to prevent secession is often the bloodiest and messiest option of all.
Indeed.
So, good luck to Sardinia. I don't know if it's going to come to a vote or what the status of this movement is over there, but if you are tapped into it, please clue us in. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Eric. He's in Minnesota listening to WNMT. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
It was always my belief, like, United Nations kind of promotes national self-determination. So I think my opinion is if the democratic majority of any region or province or autonomous region or whatever you want to call it, or state or city, if it wants to secede from, its supervising entity, then it should be able to.
Absolutely.
At what percentage, though? 51%? 66%? 75%? We've seen different numbers.
I would say probably 66%. I think a two-thirds majority, really. But in something like that, I think that the election itself, or the plebiscite, or whatever you want to call it, I don't think it should be limited to just adults, because you know, you're not only choosing your future like you would be with any election, but I think anybody with a head on their shoulders should be allowed to vote, which includes people probably 12 years of age and up. You know, they should be able to decide what country and what language they want to speak and be part of. And
do you think the option ever would be that, hey, I'm part of the 33% that doesn't want this. Can I just live here and not be part of any country?
Yeah, you know what? You've got a good point there. I think that you should be allowed to, you know, maybe be a non-resident or something. You know, there's cases like Kosovo where that really wasn't an option. I think actually what happened for a lot of the people there who were not ethnic Albanians, who might have been, you know, Serbian or something, a lot of the time I think they were killed. So, you know, you should be, in a modern world, you should be allowed to, you know, decide who you want to be a part of. And if you don't want to be a part of anybody, well, that should be an option, too.
I am totally on board with that, Eric. Thank you for sharing your thoughts here tonight. And hopefully, and hey, question for you. How's the secession movement there in Minnesota?
It depends on what part of the state you're in, really. You know, southern Minnesota has their own basic, you know, essential entity and identity, I should say. In northern Minnesota, it's different too. You know,
but are there groups? Are there activist groups that are promoting the idea of secession in Minnesota?
It's just more of a tongue-in-cheek talk thing. It's not really I would say, like a party. You know, according to Wikipedia, there is, but they don't have a website, so I really don't know.
Eric, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
What state has the most active interest in secession?
I don't know. There's some lively movements in Vermont. Hawaii, I believe, has one as
Hawaii's
well.
Hawaii's pretty active, as is Alaska.
I remember in the 90s.
New Hampshire, a little
bit. Yeah. It started to be talked about a lot more in New Hampshire, but I think it was the 90s in Alaska. They were actually getting pretty organized and serious, and then the leader of the secessionist movement just disappeared overnight. Do you guys remember that?
No.
Did they show up ever again? No. He disappeared, and there was a big campaign that was like, where is this guy?
Oh, my.
I can't remember his name, but I'm sure somebody, one of our listeners, can figure it out. But, the secession movement got that organized and serious that they got pretty scared about it for a bit in Alaska, and then it just died back down.
Here in New Hampshire, actually, we've got Independence Day coming up. And last year on Independence Day, activists in different parts of the state did secessionist outreach we have these flyers from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is sort of like a think tank, an intellectual group advocating for secession. But they don't use the word secession. It's a really nice flyer they've printed up. It's all about New Hampshire declaring independence. I think that's a better term to kind of communicate to people. It basically means secession. But it's a nicer way of putting it. And so I suspect we're going to be out there again. Like, you know, they've got a baseball game here in Keene that happens on Independence Day. So great opportunity to stand out front and hand out these flyers.
I'm for more independence. I don't think secession's anywhere on the horizon.
I disagree. Yeah, I agree. We've got to talk about it. We'll make it real. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Discover how deep your American roots go for free this 4th of July weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access through July 5th. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Sunday, and you'll have free access to our collection of records from the original 13 colonies and with a new visual story experience. Celebrate this 4th of July and take advantage of this free access weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
It's been July with
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
It's been July with
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, we're back with Free Talk Live. We've got time for you if you want to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We may actually find out more about what happened in Indianapolis today with the very first church service for the Church of Cannabis. Damo Freeman from copblock.org was on hand. I did just talk to him a few moments ago, so he should be calling in here at some point. If you want to continue to discuss secession, you're welcome to join us for that discussion. And also, I was on national news media this morning, the Today Show. It's an NBC national morning show, newsy kind of talky, talking head show. And myself and Garrett Ian were featured on that program, and we can play the audio here because, Taryn, you haven't seen it yet.
No, I haven't. And today's show, I mean, I don't watch mainstream TV, but that's a big player.
It's a big one, yeah,
that's
for sure.
That's, I mean, people's parents actually watch that still.
Yep, exactly. Mark, tell me about Peacekeeper, though, first.
Yeah, Peacekeeper is an app for your Android or iPhone that allows you to network with people around you to provide emergency services to each other. To augment or perhaps replace existing emergency services. So, if, for instance, think about it for a second. If I'm your next-door neighbor and you send out an alert via the app on your phone that you're having a fire issue, I can be there a heck of a lot faster with a fire hose than the fire department can. Mm-hmm. By hose, I mean a garden hose. And in many cases, if you can respond early, you can take care of the issue quickly, or if there's a break-in or something like that. Somebody next door or just down the street can get there a heck of a lot faster. Peacekeeper 1.0 was a success, but it had some bugs and that need to be worked out, so they're looking to create Peacekeeper 2.0, and they're looking for support from people who want to get some benefits and a deeper relationship with Peacekeeper. Go to PK as in Peacekeeper, to see their Indiegogo campaign, pk.freetalklive.com. It's the Indiegogo campaign at pk.freetalklive.com. We shortened it up because the Indiegogo campaigns have these long, complicated URLs that nobody would be able to get over the radio. pk.freetalklive.com.
All right. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Here is the package from NBC's Today Show that aired this morning at 7:40 as many Americans were getting ready to head out the door to go to work. They caught this.
7:39, time for a new Rawson report. And this morning, total strangers trying to save drivers from getting parking tickets and the city officials who are trying to stop them. Today, national investigative correspondent Jeff Rawson's here with more on that. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you. Look, we've all been there, right? You run into the store to grab something and you forget to feed the meter. You walk out a few minutes later and boom, that's in your face. A big red time expired. And worse yet, there's a ticket on your windshield. It can ruin your day. But fear not. The Robin Hoods are here to save you, pulling out bags of change and saving complete strangers from tickets. So why are their acts of kindness landing them in court?
They're the new crusaders.
1 minute. Oh, that's a save. Yes.
Hitting the streets.
You just saved this guy.
With one goal.
Oh, here's one that's expired.
To stop you from getting a ticket, paying it forward, feeding expired meters for complete strangers.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
They call themselves the Robin Hoods.
How much did you put in?
One nickel, bought them 15 minutes.
This is very well produced, by the way. I mean, they even got the little music soundtrack underneath it.
Slick.
Nice graphics. So they did a good job on this.
Following meter maids in Keene, New Hampshire, pumping meters with coins before officers can write them a ticket.
We'll give them 36 minutes, three dimes.
That's not all. The Robin Hoods always leave behind their calling card.
Robin Hood, King of Keene, and on the back it says, your meter expired. However, we saved you from the King's Tara.
People love it when they get these things.
Why do you do this?
I do this because people feel good when they get a note from Robin Hood of Keene. They know they've been saved from getting a ticket. I'm going to give this car a little extra since I know that they are probably going to be in this spot for an extended period of time.
Wow, you just gave them an hour's worth.
Mm-hmm.
But do they go too far?
Do they pay you to walk back and forth like that?
The city suing them, saying they harass the meter maids as they follow them.
Go back to your truck and drive away.
I'm doing my job.
Okay.
Do you think you harass these parking enforcers?
Criminal harassment is a criminal charge. And if we were conducting harassment, they could arrest us for that.
And they haven't.
And they have not done that.
Simply put, what do you think this lawsuit's about?
It's about the revenue. They want to protect their thousands of dollars that they had coming in, and they're upset.
We sat down with the mayor of Keene, Kendall Lane.
The issue is about the fact that they're harassing the parking enforcement officers.
There he says it right on national television. He makes he's a lawyer too. Mm-hmm. He makes a libelous claim that puts him and the city of Keene in complete jeopardy. You have to harass somebody, you need to threaten them. And this lawyer.
No, you don't. Criminal harassment, the definition of that, as I understand it, is if you are told to stop talking to someone and then you continue to do so. That is criminal harassment. So if, Mark, you were to tell me, Ian, I never want to hear from you again, and then I continue to call you and, you know, try to speak to you, that's criminal harassment.
I thought it included an aspect of threatening, though.
Doesn't there have to be a violent component or something like that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. I'll try to pull up the RSAs for it.
Does it count when they're public officials?
No, it does not.
All right.
I don't think you can threaten necessarily a public official, but you can certainly say pretty much whatever you want to them as far as your opinion about their job or what it is that they are doing. And if the public official, in this case the parking enforcer, says, Ian, I want you to stop talking to me. They can say that, ignore them.
You're right, but that's official oppression, essentially. I mean, you have to be able to appeal to your government. And this, it's not like these meter maids are just wandering around town looking at the sky and not bothering anybody. They're handing out written threats to have your car confiscated unless you come up with a ransom. These are ransom notices. Now, that's their property. Essentially, it's the government's property, and so they claim the right to do that. But what you need to consider is how did they go about it getting this property? And how does the average individual manage to change how the city does business in the area of parking? Well, you can go and you can beg them to do things, but they don't listen to you guys on anything.
No.
They've never listened to you guys on one thing. So if you want to get something changed, you have to go to direct action. And this is a way to do that.
This is probably the best form of activism I've seen in years because you're really, it just really puts them in a spot that it exposes what it's all really about. That it's just about revenue. It's not about... you're being a good citizen. You're being a good Joe.
Well, and you gotta give them credit, though. Thank goodness the city of Keene filed that lawsuit, because had they not sued us, we'd never be on the Today Show. This would never be a national story if city of Keene had not filed that suit against us. Actually, two suits.
Yeah, I think this form of activism is just awesome. We got to find more stuff to do like this.
Criminal harassment, this is the definition from New Hampshire. Okay, so there's going to be differing definitions in different states, and there's, you know, section 1, A, B, C, D, E, F. Section F is the one that's relevant here, Mark. With the purpose to annoy or alarm another, having been previously notified that the recipient does not desire further communication, communicates with such person when the communication is not for a lawful purpose or constitutionally protected. So pretty much if you tell me to stop talking to you and I continue to do it, they'll say that I'm doing that with the purpose to annoy, and therefore it's not lawful.
It's still a libelous statement, I mean, to claim that you're harassing.
He's totally libelous.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Because...
Why don't you guys sue him?
Because, Mark, speaking to a government agent is constitutionally protected, so that's the exception here.
But why don't you guys
this is activism.
I don't know, Mark, find me an attorney that's willing to do that, and we'll talk about it. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. The guy who's taking the case is a criminal he doesn't handle civil cases like that generally.
So, I want to hear the rest.
We'll get to that. Coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call reputation.com. At 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. We got time for you if you want to join us here. We're playing the audio track of the video that was featured on the Today Show this morning. A 4-minute long segment about Robin Hood of Keene. And of course, you know, it's showing up all over the place. People are seeing seeing me and Garrett Ian from Robin Hood of Keene. We were the two people they focused on in the report. You can see it for yourself right now over at freekeene.com. It is the top story there on the website. Please feel free to share it around. And, of course, all of this is coming after the Supreme Court decision that ruled mostly in favor of Robin Hood of Keene. Robin Hood are the people who feed parking meters in advance of the parking enforcer, so therefore preventing people from getting tickets written. And that has resulted in the city of Keene suing the Robin Hooders, ultimately mostly losing. That is, the city's mostly losing. They mostly lost in Supreme Court at the New Hampshire Supreme Court. The Supreme Court did kick back one detail to the Superior Court for the Superior Court to relook at, which was the question of the injunction. The city wants to create a 50-foot radius, or originally it was 50 was their request. Then they brought it down to 30. Then they brought it down to 10 to 15 feet. And then eventually at the Supreme Court, they basically said, we'll take whatever you give us. So they kept whittling down the amount that they wanted as far as this radius, this protection zone, this sort of anti-constitution zone around each of the parking enforcers. So basically what the Supreme Court said when they kicked that part back was they said that the court made an error in law when it kicked out the question of the injunction because it had kicked out the rest of the case based on freedom of speech grounds. And the Supreme Court said, well, you need to rule separately on the request for the injunction. You can't use the fact that you kicked out the rest of the case on freedom of speech to kick out the injunction on the same reason. You have to rule specifically on the injunction. So it's going back to Superior Court. They will rule on that. And then whether or not the city of Keene is going to appeal on that ruling is another question. This could go on for another couple years.
How much do you think the city's already spent on this?
Oh, I would guess $50,000. I would say that's conservative because after the first suit, or after the Superior Court level, before it went to Supreme Court, the city manager admitted to having spent at least $20,000 on private attorneys to take that to the Superior Court level. So you figure probably doubling that at least to go to the Supreme Court. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll get to the other half of the video here in a moment. We've got Ademo Freeman with us. He's calling from Indianapolis. Hello, Ademo.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the time to have me on, and congratulations on the free publicity.
Thanks, awesome. Man. Thanks. Couldn't have done it without the city of Keene. So you're in Indianapolis. You just left New Hampshire after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Pretty much straight shot out to Indy for this first Church of Cannabis. Tell me a little bit about the church. We've mentioned it here and there sort of in passing, but we've never really dug into what they're doing. What's going on out there?
So the First Church of Cannabis is a church that is now formed in the outskirts of Indianapolis, where a guy, Bill Levin, has pretty much found a loophole in the system, which has created quite a controversy because the state of Indiana has passed a law called the Religious Restoration Freedom Act. And that law...
Is this intended to be something to sort of address cake makers not having to make cakes for gay people? Is that...
Exactly. There were some other issues that it was targeted for, but for this case, Bill has used it to his advantage to open the first Church of Cannabis, where during his ceremonies there are people who use marijuana, either in edible form, vaporized form, or traditional smoking form. And
well, people should be able to worship at home too.
Well, exactly. I mean, those were some of the things that we were discussing with the counter protesters today.
There were counter protesters?
Oh, there was it was a splendid day. There was lots of cops and lots of protesters and many peaceful people who were stuck in the middle of these agitated people and sometimes violent people. But so Bill is a guy who's using this law as a loophole to have this church, and today at noon this law went into effect. And the original plan was to, not take advantage, but to exercise your right under the law. Bill's religious freedom, as this law was intended to provide churches. The state has recognized this as a church. And we're happy to take his money and provide him these papers and give him his permission slips. Yet when it came down to, noon today, a couple days ago, the police with the prosecutor, Terry Curry's, guidance and assistance, formulated a plan to block off four blocks, no parking on either side of the street, went to neighbors' houses to, provide them stakes and caution tape and information about, to keep people off their property, essentially, because they were trying to make it sound like 100,000 stoners were going to storm this church and, chaos was going to ensue and the whole neighborhood was going to burn down.
Wow.
And it was going to be evil. I mean, I'm obviously over-exaggerating that, but I do – it is a fact that the police and people with the city police department went door-to-door, asking people to be anti this and making claims that it would, ruin the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they have admitted to that. The chief and the prosecutor, utilized that in their plans. They also went to local churches, which is where the counter-protesters came from today. I didn't get the man's name who was leading it, but I do have video because there was four of us from Ohio Cop Block chapters that came over from Ohio to Indianapolis to help cover it as well. So we got plenty of angles of footage, and I'll get it later. But they came because the prosecutor asked them to, and there was many times where even standard, regular, lamestream media was asking this gentleman some questions, and he was getting pretty stumped on, the hypocrisy with the government allowing, you know, other things to be legal, the property aspect, the self-ownership aspect from some of the more principled folks that were standing around, and in general, it was a pretty good day.
Just to clarify something, this guy actually bought a church building? I mean, does he have an actual physical location?
That is correct. There is a physical location. It is a church. It used to be a church that, you know, failed for whatever reason.
Yep. As so many are around America. Because they're
exactly,
full of rigid, small-minded people like the ones that showed up today to protest, that think for whatever reason they can have their philosophy and their, guiding principles, but you can't have yours.
This sounds like really have some legs, though, Adam. I mean, there's a lot of history of using, you know, cannabis in religious services in other countries. And
I think that's why this guy is putting his money on the line here.
Yeah, I was going to say, he might have some legs
here. You are correct. I believe they do, and I think that, you know, sometimes the law throws you curveballs, but I think you're right. There is some standing with this beyond it. Bill has chosen that as his fight to take it to the Indiana Supreme Court, which is why, yesterday, he asked folks not to bring or smoke marijuana at the ceremony today.
What?
Yes, yet I heard, he wanted to fight it in the state-level Supreme Court as opposed to the criminal level, and that's what he asked. Now, everybody obviously is still an individual and they would do what they want, and I did hear that two people did smoke inside the church when they had their ceremony anyways, but I was outside trolling cops at the time, but again, may or may not have some footage of that from someone else.
Now, didn't the cops claim they were going to make arrests of anybody who partook in cannabis today?
They did say that, but when we arrived, again, I didn't get this guy's name quite yet, but he was already surrounded by a bunch of media folks giving a briefing, a higher up, I believe maybe
this is a counter-protester or a cop?
No, this is a Metro police officer, an Indianapolis Metro police officer, and I believe he was a captain, because I know what the chief looks like, and it wasn't him. So he was stating that they were there more for safety and to make sure, you know, the community is safe and personal property around the church doesn't get damaged. And so they heavily backtracked the statement of their aggression or intended aggression. But I did catch two undercover police officers coming into the church who, once I asked them what agency they worked for, and they confirmed that they were officers because I could see the bulges from their concealed guns, which there was a sign on there that said no firearms, so obviously the property owner didn't want firearms, and I think the only people who would really blatantly disrespect that would be cops.
Yeah.
And so I called them out, and they finally admitted that they were cops, but then they were claiming that they were invited. And they weren't allowed to stay there, so not being my place, but I just called them out and let everybody know that.
How many people
were
attending this first service of
the
Church of Cannabis?
They claim that Bill Levin, the pastor owner of this church, is the one who invited them. You know, he was busy starting the ceremony at that time, so I couldn't confirm or deny that. But I believe there was about 200 to 300 people there in support of the church, and they had like 80 to 100 counter protesters from these churches.
How long are you going to be in town, Ademo?
Well, I'm not in Indianapolis anymore. We started heading back already tonight, so we're
If there's more you want to tell me, stand by. We can bring it back if you got more. Hang on. 855, 453. It's Free Talk Live.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to cog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. cog.ninja. Code FTL.
Hey, guys, I'm Tim Baker.
I'm Daniel Brown.
And I'm Sean Stewart,
and we are the You, Me, and BTC podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
Us three chumps love to talk too much, and for some reason other people seem to enjoy it.
That's why we started You, Me, and BTC,
which is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Find our show at youmeandbtc.com every Thursday.
We also post Bitcoin-related reviews, opinion articles, and much more.
Subscribe, like, and follow at youmeandbtc.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We continue here. We have enough time for you if you join us now at 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. Skype in, just like Ademo has done here. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and generally you'll sound better on Skype than you will on the phones. With you in studio, it's Ian here.
And Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
Taryn, do you have a website for your books or something like that we can plug for you?
I'm currently creating a different one, but if you want to see my doctor website, that has a lot of links. It's drlupo.nh, so like Dr. Lupo in New Hampshire.
But most people aren't in New Hampshire, so like if somebody elsewhere wanted to order a book, then
just find me on Amazon. Yeah, I'm
Taryn P. Lupo.
Yeah, I'm trying to put everything under one website. I just haven't got it all up yet.
Cool. Well, great books. I recommend them if you love good fiction with a liberty flair.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
I've enjoyed the ones I've read. So let's go back to Ademo Freeman from copblock.org. He is in the Ohio/Indiana region, just leaving Indianapolis, heading back into Ohio after a day at the First Church of Cannabis, their first ceremony. Ademo, you with us?
I am here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you. So it was hundreds of people showed up at the First Church of Cannabis today. The police were there. Counter-protesters were there. About how many counter-protesters would you say?
Like I said, I think it was around 80 to 100. They had like
that's a lot.
And like two, they had a good number throughout the day. I mean, I think people were there for a good 3 or 4 hours. And
what were the counter-protesters saying? I mean, what was the thrust of their counter-protest?
Well, it was really interesting. They were very interesting, but a good base of them were kids or young teenagers, and I found that to be very interesting because on two occasions I found these young individuals in discussions with people, you know, about the signs they were holding, which were like, it's illegal in Indiana, the law is the law, you know, essentially like, the very, like, blinded, like, you know, I've been told this, regurgitate this, you know, statement. And one person who was like in a veteran's like hat was like, you know, well, I fought for your freedom to stand here and their freedom to do this. And like, you guys should both be able to do whatever. And the kid was annoyed with him. I'm not, you know, really going to touch much on his arguments, but the kid would like hold the sign in front of his face to like hide from him and
in front of the veteran?
Not want to engage him. Yes. Yeah. And so the man that was, and the man wasn't yelling at him or like drilling him like a drill sergeant. He was really trying to have a conversation. And he was, you know, like 3 or 4 feet away from him. He wasn't like very close to him, but the kid would hold the sign and then be like, I don't need to talk to you. You know, trying to belittle the older man. But the man said, forget it, and started to walk away. But then the mom came over and tried to, punish, I guess, the kid for, like, putting the sign up and stuff like that, and that he shouldn't act that way. And the kid, like, pushed the sign into his mom's chest and said, fine, you hold the sign. And so I got that on video, and then she turned around and realized that I was recording this with my camera at the time, and she kind of like froze for a second. I said I know brainwashing kids is hard these days, you know. And she's like, oh no, I don't brainwash them. And I was like, well, he didn't seem to have his own opinion on the matter, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, he seemed to react childishly, and like if he really believed that, he would have tried to communicate more. And then she started to say why she thought marijuana was legal, and a group of people were, you know. It's like they have a lot of the hypocrisy, you know. There are other.
They love dragging out the kids. I mean,
anybody ask the kids, hey, do you think your friends would be better off in jail than smoking marijuana?
No, they probably got out of school or something to go do this.
Well, you know, and I wondered by this, and this is why I decided to stay on, because Mark, you had asked, like, what other issues are there besides property rights and self-ownership? And I agree, and I think the children really deflected that, those 2 points, because then there's like many other things that were talked about, you know, like, you know, like, well, what about this or that? And it's like, you know, again, I would always try to bring it back whenever I could, but again, there was a large number of pro supporters and a decent sized number of counter pros, or at least the most I've seen in a while.
Yeah, for sure.
And so when two people start talking, all of a sudden, like, questions from like 5 other people come from over the shoulders and stuff. And so it's hard
to communicate.
Right, that's going to have really roots or anything like that. But I did always try to bring it back to that, like, you know, it shouldn't matter. This is their property, or these people's bodies. You know, like, I also tried to ask a lot of the cops why, if they have conflicting laws where one law says arrest, the other one says do not arrest, then why did they choose force today? Why didn't they choose to say, we're not doing anything until you guys clear this up? Because I'm always told, you know, we should run for office and we can make a difference. So I'm pretty sure if the enforcers just don't enforce, they can have their problem that they believe there is cleared up, but yet they've chose to use force that day. They brought out hundreds of cops, you know, for a little small church on the outskirts of Indianapolis. Hundreds. They were everywhere. They were driving around in four-wheelers, on bicycles. They had 4 blocks of...
All of this because somebody was going to smoke a joint? I mean, this is insane.
Voluntarily, and maybe pass it to the lefty, and
right.
That's what was going to happen. I don't know, but...
How many of these cops and how many of these parents have smoked marijuana?
Oh, a lot of them.
But they want to throw somebody in jail for doing it.
I want to know what the collection plate looked like. What were people putting in the collection plate? Was it like roach clips? And...
If that happened. Right. But I did ask a lot of the counter protesters too, like, have you ever smoked pot? And, you know, all of them would say no. And it's like, I don't think you necessarily have to smoke pot to formulate an opinion about it, but I think it might help in some circumstance because you would realize that it's not very harmful in all these other aspects. But either way, there were so many other hypocritical moments that were going on.
Wow, this really sounds like it's going to make some interesting video. So I imagine you're going to be releasing that over at copblock.org or what?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to get to some stable internet and get to working as soon as possible.
Awesome.
So.
You're doing great work, Ademo. What's next for the First Church of Cannabis? And this was their first service. How often are they planning on having them? Do you know anything about that?
Well, he wanted to do weekly services, but right now he's not exactly sure what kind of schedule because of the time frame of the court. And, you know, you and I have experience with the courts, and I tried to explain to him today that that could be years.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I didn't get any, you know, concrete answer from him on that question, but we did exchange contact information, and I do have some friends in Indiana. Cop Block folks are out there who did come down today as well. And so we hope to stay in touch and, you know, keep everyone updated as the story progresses.
Cool. If you get a chance, send his contact info over to me. We might want to have this guy on to talk about this in greater detail. Ademo, thanks for coming on.
Sounds great.
Live, man. I appreciate it. Drive safe
out
there.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. That's Ademo Freeman from copblock.org. Let's jump back into the video because I know you haven't seen the whole thing here. So here's the remainder of NBC's Today Show reporting on Robin Hood of Keene. We're picking up in the middle of it here where they're showing some of the footage of me kind of giving one of the parking enforcers a hard time here.
They stick cameras in their face.
You say this is about harassment, but in the city's own follow-up lawsuit, you say you are seeking money damages for injuries sustained by the city. Isn't this about money?
No, it's really about getting an injunction to protect our employees.
Thank goodness Jeff, the host here, the newsman, Jeff Rossin, asked that question. I don't know if that's ever been asked on a video of the city of Keene officials.
Yeah. Nobody actually wants to hold the government responsible for something. I mean, for dear God, they're suing for damages.
Yeah.
The state Supreme Court ruling the Robin Hoods are protected by the First Amendment and can continue their work, but adding the city can argue for a safety zone around the meter maids.
Photo save, just in the nick of time.
Just to clarify, they can argue for the safety zone, but it's very unlikely that they're going to be granted one. I mean, I don't want to go out on a limb and predict what a court is going to do, but there are a lot of there are other cases that have gone to Supreme Court that have basically ruled these zones unconstitutional. So I don't expect they're going to be successful in their endeavors.
The Robin Hoods say they'll be out there again today.
Absolutely. It's the right thing to do.
The city tells us they are planning to go back to court asking for a 15-foot perimeter around those meter maids so the Robin Hoods can't get too close. Lots of debate over this at this desk as well. And by the way, we want to hear from you. Facebook.com/Rossin Reports. Let us know what you think. But you guys were talking about this the whole time.
Love everything they're doing except talking to the meter maids.
Yeah, need what, to do that.
Those people are just doing their jobs. They're probably making a very little salary.
Boom. Why?
They're just doing their job.
You have no idea what government bureaucrats make in New Hampshire and the kind of benefits that they
Matt
get.
Matt Lauer.
Harass those people or even talk to them.
But this isn't even the story I thought it was. I thought they were suing because they didn't like the revenue being taken away. Yeah. They're suing because they're harassing the parking.
That's what the city
employees.
Says. A meter maid actually had to quit their job.
Yeah.
The meter maid said that being a meter maid in Keene, New Hampshire was harder than being in Iraq. I think the meter maid may have some issues.
Thanks.
Do a good deed without being obnoxious about it.
Absolutely. I like that it's 5 cents for 15 minutes in Keene.
Yeah. We need that in New York City. You didn't like the fact they left the card. What was your problem with that?
I think if you're going to do something out of the kindness of your heart, you just do it anonymously.
They're not doing it out of the kindness of their heart. It's an operation. I mean, this lady is so...
No, it's a volunteer thing for the most part.
They're getting money.
There's some donations that come in, but it's not very much.
I mean, the point is it's an outreach.
It is outreach.
I mean, it's education.
So, help me out here, Ian. They used to get the Robin Hooders used to get paid to do this. Are you saying that they're no longer being paid at all?
There's money coming in, and that money does go to Garrett, who is the primary.
That's why Robin they Hooder. Leave the card in order to keep the whole operation
going. But it is outreach primarily. I mean, the operation would have gone on whether or not there was, you know, money coming in.
It would have gone on for the camera, but it wouldn't go on daily like it is.
Well, right. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But I agree with Taryn. The primary purpose is to save people from tickets and get the ideas of freedom out there. So you can learn more at robinhood.freekeen.com. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
Watching the game again? I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying at America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined the free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.